We are joined here in the media center with the top fuel provisional number one qualifier, Clay Milliken. His pass of 3.699 seconds at 327.82 took him to the top of the category. Clay, can you talk about running earlier today and the conditions you faced, and do you think it'll hold tomorrow?
Well, let me just take this. You know how I am. So.
Go for it.
The first run today, I mean, actually, we were trying to go around a 75, put a cylinder out, so it didn't run 75, went 85, threw the belt off. And I got to tell the truth, I was not expecting a 369. When we went up there, I was thinking 73, 74. But I knew about 330 foot into the run, I'm like, this is not a 73 or 74. And, you know, it's actually because I know the secret to the racetrack, because Jeff Foster told me the secret to the racetrack. I know exactly where to drive the car to get the maximum traction. That's like a little insider trading information. Thank you, Jeff. But it was a good run. I mean, 369, 327. Obviously had a pretty big boom right at the finish line. Quickly was looking at the motor before we come up here. The rods actually were still in the motor. Supercharger was not on the motor, but, you know, they'll get it fixed and we'll be ready to go again tomorrow. Will it stay number one? It's hard to say, because if we did it, other people can do it tomorrow, and I think we run close to the similar times again tomorrow. So I wouldn't expect it to stay, but I wouldn't be surprised either. I wouldn't be surprised if we went quicker either, though.
Questions for Lee?
Well, you guys are obviously in a disadvantage in the points race tonight. Getting backs to the wall. Talking to Grubby this morning, his whole theme was attack, attack, attack. How are you dealing with this?
You know, it's funny. Amanda actually come over to do a little quick TV thing for the live show tonight. Ask me about the points. I honestly do not know what the points are. My off week was spent doing a brake school at home. All I can do is go out there and stomp on the loud pedal. If we were NASCAR racing across the street, I might give a, you know, torch the chrome horn, you know, but I don't even know. I know, you know, we obviously got to win every race, and I would think Stevie needed to probably not show up in Pomona. That would be my guess, and I don't think that'll happen. But man, what a job those guys have done. I mean, you know, Grubby definitely has the hard part of this deal, trying to get those 3 points every run. And, you know, my job really starts on Sunday. For me, qualifying is absolute fun. I get to ride the ultimate roller coaster, just stage her nice and shallow and follow what Jeff told me to do going down the racetrack. I know that's a non-answer, but I did not even look at the points. I don't even know.
Yeah. I mean, he pretty much won one round on Sunday. Out of reach, so
yeah.
What can you guys even do?
Yeah, nothing. You know, I mean, nothing you can do, because Stevie's team has been unbelievable. What they've done is absolutely incredible. I'm assuming you'll know. It's probably never been done before during this countdown format. You know, it's unbelievable. I'm proud of him. I'm proud of that whole team. It's crazy. But we're having a heck of a year, and, you know, we definitely want to finish as high as we possibly can. And that's my goal. Whatever that position is, I want it to be as high as it can, and if it's second place, then it's second place. That'll be my career best finish in NHRA.
Any other questions?
I qualify.
Well, Clay, we wish you the best of luck tomorrow. Thank you.
Hope to see you guys again tomorrow.